Please check out stories we're following for you on Robinhood Radio. An update on Region 1 COVID-19 at both Housatonic and Salisbury Central over the weekend. Mr. Shriver and Mr. Shebeev completed their contact tracing and notified the number of individuals who were in close contact with two students who are still awaiting their test results. All of those individuals have been directed to self-quarantine until they know the results of the tests, at which time they'll assess their return to school. If the tests are positive, those individuals who are in close contact with a positive case will quarantine for 14 days. Close contact is defined as being within 6 feet for longer than 15 minutes over a 24-hour period. Based on the results of the contact tracing and consultation, the Region 1 medical advisor, they will be reopening Housatonic for in-person learning following their hybrid schedule this morning. Salisbury Central School, the affected middle school teacher, had limited contact with other middle school staff and students. However, out of an abundance of caution, after consultation with the Region 1 medical advisor, they're making the decision to switch to distance learning for all middle school students through the Thanksgiving holidays. Thus, the school schedule will be as follows. In-person learning will resume for students in grades pre-K through 5 on Monday, November 16th at the regular start time. In-person learning will resume for students grades 6 through 8 Monday, November 30th. All individuals who have been identified as close contacts to the COVID-19 positive individual have been contacted and will be in quarantine for 14 days. The Torrington Area Health District has been notified. Meanwhile, an update on COVID-19 in Weebatuck. On the morning of November 9th, the district was made aware of an individual in the school community that tested positive for COVID-19. The case was from the Weebatuck Elementary School community. They've been preparing for the event for many months. They have an excellent collaboration and effect with the health department, as well as internal protocols. They will continue to follow those protocols, consistently prioritizing the health and safety of their students and staff. It's expected to return to their hybrid model Tuesday, November 17th. If there's any update to that, they will inform you. In Dover Union Free School District, the communication from the superintendent this week on all school remote learning. All school remote learning started on November 13th. They received information on the 12th that a student at Dover Elementary School tested positive for COVID-19. In line with their health and safety protocols, all Dover schools moved to remote instruction. They're now conducting comprehensive contact tracing and keep you informed as additional information becomes available. In Pine Plains, an update on COVID-19 there from the administration. The junior high school grades 6, 7, and 8 are hybrid learning. That's gone smoothly, but the superintendent wanted to speak for a moment about the online health screener, noticing that questions on the screener have changed slightly. The format is different. A question was added regarding whether or not your child is going to school that day. That information is extremely important to continue providing safe environments for students. We ask that every parent complete that screener for their students every day that they are going to attend school. The superintendent stated in letters that they hope to have the high school return to the hybrid format November 30th. The November 30th date is now being reconsidered. With COVID cases in Pine Plains remaining low, cases in Dutchess County and the rest of the state are rising sharply. Schools in the county, including several of the neighbors, have had cases among students and staff that have resulted in schools in some cases, the entire district returning to full remote instruction. Between now and Thanksgiving, students are returning from colleges that have, in fact, many cases gone full remote as a result of COVID-19 outbreaks. Those students are potential sources of infection. The availability of testing has improved, and in fact, the rise in number of cases is making the wait for more accurate testing PCR to be longer. As a result of those factors, the Pine Plains School District will reconsider whether a high school return on November 30th is the best course of action. They will look for the trend and the factors and make a decision on the high school and give parents the plan. In Great Barrington, a fifth grader at W.E.B. Du Bois Regional Middle School tested positive for COVID-19. Prompting the school to send home fifth grader students and staff and begin remote learning. The student had attended the school that week and had exposed a small number of students and staff, according to the Berkshire Hills Regional School District superintendent. In an email sent out to school families on Friday, Dylan said the county's public health nurse will contact those who were exposed about testing and follow-up, and that the school already had contacted fifth grade parents and urged them to pick up their students on that date. North Canaan should know this week who is its next state trooper going to be. Two of those interviewed applied for jobs in Salisbury and Canaan, and only one for just Salisbury. Out of Great Barrington, the high levels of manganese that appear to be cause of discolored water at the Housatonic section can be removed by a custom-built filter at the treatment plant and likely can be completed by the end of the summer if state regulators sign off. The cost of the removal is still uncertain, as are rate hikes that could follow. The project likely would take about 3 months to complete. A newly released study commissioned by the Housatonic Waterworks Company found that naturally occurring manganese that enters the plant from the Long Pond source is the cause of the yellow to brown tap water, not rust from old cast iron mains, as previously thought. The Kent Board of Selectmen have a special meeting that is coming up tonight at 3 o'clock. It is via Zoom. Planning and Zoning Commission in Salisbury has a meeting tonight at 5:30. The Dover Town Board regular planning meeting will be held tonight at Duncan Hill Road in Dover Plains. The next Village of Millerton Board regular monthly meeting is tonight at 6 p.m. A public hearing in Falls Village tonight, Inland Wetlands Conservation Commission. Also, the Town of Kent Board of Finance has their monthly meeting coming up tomorrow at 7 p.m. Town of Sheffield Select Board meeting agenda is tomorrow at 7 p.m. Sharon Board of Selectmen have a special meeting tomorrow at 6:50 in person and via Zoom. It's on the STEEP grant. And then the Sharon Board of Finance has a special meeting tomorrow at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Discuss and vote to a town meeting the request for the Board of Selectmen for the acceptance of that STEEP grant. Discussing and vote on a town meeting to request the Board of Selectmen for supplemental allocations of $70,000. And the Sharon Board of Selectmen will then again meet at 7:30 tomorrow in person and via Zoom. Set a special meeting date and then adjourn. Coming up tomorrow in Cornwall at 7:30, Board of Selectmen. The Claverick Free Library Holiday Extravaganza will run November 18th and 20th from 2 to 6, November 21st from 11 to 2 in the community room at the Claverick Free Library. Coming up on the 18th in Cornwall, the Board of Education has a Zoom meeting that is set for 4:15. On the 18th in Salisbury at 5:30, the Salisbury Affordable Housing Commission meets at 5:30, and the track meets at the new transfer station at 6:30. The Dover Town Board has a special meeting coming up on the 18th at Duncan Hill Road in Dover Plains, New York. Also on the 18th, the Region 1 ABC Committee will be meeting at 7 p.m. at the central office. Coming up in Salisbury at the 18th, the Salisbury Economic Development Committee will meet at 6 p.m. On the 19th in Cornwall, Board of Finance meets at 7 p.m. via Zoom. Also on November 19th at 7 p.m. in Ankrum at Ankrum Town Hall, the Town Board will have their meeting at 7 p.m. A ZBA meeting on November 19th will be held at the Library Annex, the Northeast Zoning Board of Appeals. That will take place at 7:30. The Wasaic Fire Company and Auxiliary sponsoring a Baked Ham Dinner Takeout Only drive-through pickup style on Friday the 20th at the Wasaic Firehouse, 4 to 6 p.m. Tickets are $15 each. Pre-order tickets at 845-789-1059. A Cornwall town meeting is set for November 20th to receive the town report and vote on the five-year capital plan at 7 p.m. at the Cornwall Consolidated School, 5 Cream Hill Road. On the 21st in Cornwall, Robert Andrew Parker art on display at the library at 5 p.m. Cornwall's Geology with Hugh Cheney via Zoom. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 29,479.81. The NASDAQ at 11,829.29 and the S&P 500 at 3585.15. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast in just a few moments.